Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is David Fournier from the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast, joining you tonight. Special guest in the house. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And again, as always, thanks to our sponsor, DiscStore.com. DiscStore.com. If you're an ultimate player, you're looking for all the ultimate gear, all the things, man, you guys are crazy. You run after your discs. I just walk after mine. But God bless you guys. You're great athletes. Disc golfers, also DiscStore.com. And don't forget, they have a fully functional pro shop. If you need markers or bags and tags and you need shirts, polos, jackets for your club, DiscStore.com can handle it. I'm super excited about the show tonight because, you know, sometimes you interview people to hear their story. Sometimes you interview people to learn about more disc golf stuff. And the guy I got on tonight, Brett Marshall, if you want to learn about all things Disc Golf Colorado, this guy is basically our version of a walking encyclopedia. He could tell you about how the courses got started and him. He's just been through so many of them. He's super knowledgeable. Aside from that, he's just actually a really fun and cool guy. But we're coming tonight because we're looking for some help, and we're looking for some help in different directions. You may say, you know what, I don't know if I'm a disc golf player ready for a tournament. That's okay, because this tournament has got a special sponsoring a very special cause. You can just donate to it. There's a lot of things you can do to make this a spectacular event. But Brett's going to be talking about that. He also runs a group that kind of covers all the corners of disc golf, chains, breakers. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. You know, we've got, if you think about how fast we've grown in just since 2020 alone in the state of Colorado, our course growth, our player growth, man, it's exploded. And we want to make sure that there's a place for everyone at the table. You know, maybe you're not in ready for leagues yet. You're not ready for competition yet. You just want to meet some really great people and kind of learn the game and kind of move along with Chainsbreakers. They're your guys. It's kind of what they're specializing in right now, is just becoming a welcoming place for people to get to come and play disc golf. So a fellow Colorado guy, I don't get to interview a lot of people from Colorado. It seems like every time I'm doing this, it's somebody from another state. Heck, I've already done another country already. But coming live from the wonderful state here in Colorado, I'm going to introduce you to a good man, my friend, Chainsbreakers, and we're going to talk about a tournament in a few minutes. Brett Marshall, thank you for coming back on the show.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you're doing for us here.
So, Brett, let's first of all, just if we can, let's do a quick, you know, kind of shout-out to people say, well, Chainsbreaker, we know what you guys are talking about. Obviously, it's a disc golf club, but this disc golf club is a little more – kind of, I say this loosely, but with the best spirit for, if you don't get offended, people, just listen, a little more organized, and they've kind of taken on kind of the adaption of kind of like an educational dash kind of vibe towards moving forward with disc golf. And you guys aren't new. You've been doing this for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about Chainsbreakers.
Yeah, no problem. David, we've actually, Chainsbreakers is a new name on an old club. We've been around for a lot of years. We used to be Badco Disc Golf Club, and then that kind of faded out, and we became Chainsbreakers. The mainstay or main idea for Chainsbreakers is that we want to bring new people into the sport. We want to help guide them, teach them, get, you know, help develop their game up, especially kids. We want to bring as many kids into this sport as we possibly can. We think it's really important, not just for the kids, but for the sport. They're the next generation. They're the next one coming up, and the next ones I'm going to want to watch on YouTube when I'm too old to play, if that ever happens.
I don't think that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'll be out there in my wheelchair.
And Chainsbreakers covers a wide area of Colorado. You've got several chapters actually going on at this time.
Yeah, we do. We decided to break it up into chapters. So we have a north chapter, south chapter, east chapter, and a west chapter. We go all the way down to Colorado Springs, Pueblo, all the way up to Grand Junction. Wherever you guys want to join up and wherever you guys want to move forward to, we're willing to go there. So,
now, you've got a big event coming up. It's on Sunday, September 4th. We want to cover the event. You know, how can people sign up? And, hey, let's say somebody listens to the show and they say, hey, I can't make it, but I want to help. There's a lot of different things to talk about. But first of all, I want to talk about a group that has been around for, I mean, a long time. I remember these guys when I was a kid. So we're talking 50 plus years ago. I remember these guys, and that's Easter SEALs. And so you guys have picked Easter SEALs to be the people you're assisting and building this tournament about. So let's talk for a minute, like, why'd you pick Easter SEALs? And kind of like, what's the connection you guys have with them?
Oh, not a problem. Actually, it was a number of years ago, probably about 20 years ago, we had gotten involved with a motorcycle riding club here in Colorado that wanted to have us come out and do a little disc golf demo for them one day at a picnic. We got to talking to them, and they did a lot of fundraising for the Easter SEALs camp in Colorado. And they said, man, they got 80 acres up there. You got to go up and check it out. So we were like, all right, let's do that. We went up, we talked to the Easter SEALs camp, and we looked at their property. We said, wow, what a great property. We'd love to build a disc golf course here. And they said, well, let us tell you a little bit about our program and what we got going on. So we sat down with them, and we went over a number of things that they do, not just for children but for adults. And most of these people have disabilities. And I got to watch some of these kids, and I got to watch their faces up there at Easter SEALs when they were just going through some of the things that the guys do with them up there at the camp. And these kids, their faces are just lit up, and it's amazing. You don't know unless you're there. The camp provides them with things that they just can't get in normal day. I mean, they get to go out and play with horses, and they get to go out into the mountains, and it's just something that just blesses your heart when you're up there. So I thought it was a great program, and I had done a huge fundraiser years ago. We had Chauncey Donaldson out. We had Rod Bach out. These are some old names that a lot of people don't know, but they were pros here in Colorado. We had Mike Livingston, Jason Rosenbaum, Bill Wright sponsored the tournament for us. We had a bunch of sponsors. We had a couple hundred people show up. It was huge. We had five live bands. We had beer. We had all kinds of things, raised a bunch of money for them. And now that I've got Changemakers up and rolling, I thought, you know what, I want to do it again. And I want to put some more money back into the Easter SEALs camp. And then I want to see if maybe if I can raise enough, maybe we can put a little bit more money into the disc golf course up there. If you haven't played that disc golf course, you're missing out. It's one of the best disc golf courses, in my opinion, in the state.
And this is on this is actually on their properties where you guys put this together.
Yes, sir. It's right there on the property. It's 27 holes of some of the best disc golf you'll ever play.
And it's in Empire, Colorado. Where is that located?
Okay, so as you're going up I-70 and you start to go towards the Berthoud Pass, when you take that exit to go up Berthoud Pass past Idaho Springs, instead of going up the pass, you make a left and go back across the highway.
Okay, so right over there. That's a little bit of a – that's some pretty country out there too.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Absolutely.
So you're hosting this tournament, and let's talk about first of all, it's going to be on – it's Sunday, September 4th. Let's talk a little bit about the tournament itself on Sunday, kind of like divisions. I mean, how it says – basically people are just signing up for donations, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, more or less, but not really. I've actually got a lot of sponsors that have really hit the books for us here, like Right Life up in Fort Collins, Bill Wright.
Okay.
We've got Bad Habit Disc Golf with Jordan. We've got Kay Miller Disc Golf. He's donated some stuff. Tommy Knocker's Brewery donated 2 kegs of beer for the event. We've got Discstore.com, actually, is one of our sponsors, your sponsor. We've got Dustin Marsh going to come out and do live music for us. We got Heady Mafia, Infinite Disc, 1010disc.com, and Discmania. I've got a basket that I'm going to be raffling off, a brand new basket. We've got some signed discs from Eagle McMahon that we've got down here. We've got players' packages, food, beer, and all for the $40 on top of the tournament. I've got trophies made up, all glass-etched trophies, and then for second and third, we've got trophies as well. I'm going to be auctioning off a glass table that's got a disc golf scene etched into it. So, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff that's coming along with this. It's not just a donation. You're going to come up and have some fun, get some prizes, get a player's package, and just, you know, you're going to do some good for some kids and some disabled adults that need you.
So if somebody wants to sign up, is it just kind of one big open, or is there kind of different classification for players, or how are you guys handling that?
We're only going to do two classifications. So we're going to do novice and advanced.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep it real simple. And the basic idea there, too, is we know that States is going to be here. So we know that our big players are going to be out there playing in States that weekend. So this is for a lot of people that maybe want to help kids, help an organization, play some disc golf, and maybe they want to dip their big toe into the tournament scene. They want to go, you know what, let me see what it's like to play in a tournament, but I don't want the pressure of the PDGA or a sanctioned tournament. I just want to go in and have fun and see what it's like. This is a perfect opportunity for you to do that.
And by the way, folks, it is – if you're thinking of tournament play, I got to be honest with you, some of the charity tournaments are just great ways to get started. My son and I, Sam, are heading up to the Budweiser Experience up in Fort Collins Saturday to play in the Disc for Dogs one. And it's a great way to get in there and just go out and have a good time, go out and throw you around, buy a few mulligans, meet some new people. But it also kind of gives you the idea how the format works, you know, scramble starts and the different things that are going on. So, Brett, I couldn't agree with you more. For people that say, hey, man, like myself, I will be in another state when this goes on, but I want to help out. What are some things that I can do if I'm a player who's not going to be able to make it, or somebody coming up and wants to be able to help out? What are some things that we can do as well to pitch in?
Well, you know, we've got PayPal. We're a 501c3, so Changebreakers has gotten a 501c3 now. We're fully tax deductible. Easter Seals is also a 501c3. So we have a PayPal set up on our Facebook page, which is Chains with a Z Breakers on Facebook. You can get on there, click on the button. You can donate. Kevin Miller donates like $20 a month every month. That money raised will either go to Easter Seals or it'll go to youth programs to get kids involved, buy them discs, whatever we can do. If a basket gets stolen at one of our local disc golf parks, we'll go out and replace it. So whatever you can do. If you can't do that, we'll have park cleanup days. Come donate your time. We'd love to have you.
And that's a really great thing. Changebreakers, by the way, has done some unbelievable work at a lot of the courses in the community. I mean, a lot of them. Everything, like you said a minute ago, replacing baskets, so clean up. You guys have been all over the Norco area, you know, doing a lot of work up on the courses up there.
We've worked anywhere that we possibly can. Anytime we're out playing or having a round, we see trash, we pick it up. We see dog poop, which unfortunately it's there. We stop, we pick it up, throw it away. If we see a basket that's bent over or something that's broken, we can fix it right then and there. We'll fix it right then and there. If not, I'll go back and try to fix it later. So, yeah, we do whatever we can to keep the sport alive and keep the courses nice.
Now, I mean, there are 100 causes out there, 100 things you could be doing, supporting, and worthwhile across the boards. Easter Seals, what kind of special connection do you have with them, Brett? Like, there was something that rang your bell and said, this is what I want to get done. What was it for you?
It was just the smiles on the kids' faces when I seen how much they enjoyed the camp. You know, I mean, it just was something that really attacked my heart. These kids are special kids. They're bright, fun, great kids, and they have some small disadvantages in life, and Easter Seals helps them overcome those disadvantages. And to see these counselors out there working with these kids and these adults with these minor disadvantages or major disadvantages that they might have, it's amazing what these counselors do for these people and how loving and caring they are. And it's just when you see it, you'll know. That's all I can say is you have to see it, and then you know.
Yeah, I had the opportunity, and it was a few years ago, but Scott Stilkey was out doing Blue Power Tour. And before the tournament started, he'd invited some of the folks that had some special ed kids that had come out. My wife, by the way, is a special ed instructor. She's a special ed director at Woodland Park up here at the middle school. And so we've kind of always had a connection. I remember showing up there, Scott said, hey, can you come out a little bit early to help me out? And we had like 8 families show up with different kids. It was amazing to me to see there's so many things that are so difficult for them environment-wise. You know, lots of noise, big crowds, things moving around. But it was really interesting to see how comfortable they were playing disc golf and how much they really liked it and how much they took to it. And just being able to be outside and throw the disc and be – no matter what happens, we're clapping for them. Yeah, well, let's go. And just really watch how great it was. But the moment of truth for me, Brett, was when the parents came up later to say, hey, thanks for coming and doing this. And just seeing how much joy it was for them that somebody – because then it's a tough job. You're a parent of a special ed kid. You're around them all 24/7. You're all the time there. Just for them to have 15 or 20 minutes where they kind of sat in the background – and we were able to work with the kids just to have that moment of rest, how big and huge that was. There's so much good that can go on by just helping them get along. So it just makes it even more exciting that the disc golf community can show us real colors and help participate with the people in need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want to grow the sport, you want to grow it right, the best way to do it is to get it out in front of anybody and everybody that you possibly can and show them that you have a big heart. And I know our disc golfers have a big heart because the last time I did this, I not only filled the tournament, but I had extras. And I know disc golfers are there. I know they have the big heart, and I just need to get them out there and get the information out to them and have them come down to discgolfscene.com. We're on there for the Easter Seals fundraiser. They can sign up for the tournament at $40. They can go onto my Facebook page and sign up for the tournament, or, you know, there's 100 different ways that they can contact me. Bill Wright of The Right Life knows exactly who I am. He's got my phone number. They can call them, get my phone number, get information from them, whichever way they like. But come on out and enjoy it with us and have fun. Bring your family. Bring a little extra cash for the raffles. And let's make it a lot of fun, and let's send you home with some good stuff.
Right? Well, you touched on something earlier, Brett. I want to go around. And then right before we close, I want to make sure we go back and talk about one more time where they can find the tournament information. You know, when you think of the major sports that everybody thinks about, you know, they think about football, basketball, baseball. Hockey is huge. I think it's a huge surge on the scene. And disc golf is growing too. But one of the things I've always talked about is when you look at hockey and basketball, football, and you look at these major league sports that are making their huge bank and huge crowds, one thing you could find, you're going to find 5-year-olds playing that game. You're going to find 7-year-olds playing it. You're going to find 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds playing that game. The idea of moving into a youth movement, if that's truly the goal of disc golf is to grow, it starts with looking at the models of the very successful sports. Every one of them have sold their model all the way down to 5 to 7-year-olds. They all play baseball. They all play football. They all play basketball. And that's really what we got to do is become a community that welcomes the young ones to come in and begin to get a taste and a feel for the game so they can participate in it right alongside the guys like the baseball, the football, the basketball.
100%. We've got to do it. One of the things that Chainsbreakers really wants to do is we want to start collecting more and more funds. As we collect those funds as a 501c3, obviously we have to put them back out into the community. So I would like to be able to go buy some baskets and some tee signs for schools. And I'd like to be able to put it on school property so that the PE teacher, and I'll go in and teach the PE teacher how to teach the kids about disc golf.
Yeah, there's a huge opening there. And I think, again, the real commitment, to me, the really involved commitment, it's a lot of work to get started, but the real commitment is, A, we need to focus in on juniors and say, hey, how many of you guys like to go outside and give this a run and give it a try? That's how the other sports grew the way they grew. They started at that bottom level, and they just built that thing all the way through. And generationally, those major sports are set for life. They're never going to run out of people that don't want to play it. And that's exactly where I think the bread and butter is getting the youth involved.
Absolutely, 100%. I couldn't agree
Brett,
more, and that's
things.
Where – go ahead.
A couple things before we go out. Any special shout-outs that you want to do for Chainsbreakers while I got you? And then next, let's talk about How do I find a tournament? I'm interested. People are going to listen to this podcast. I want to make sure we told them how to get those. So any shout-outs you guys want to do for the disc golf community, now's your time.
You know, really, I just want to say thank you to everybody who supports us, everybody who comes to any one of our little events. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you being there with us, and I really enjoy playing disc golf with all of you. I want to see more of you. I want to see all of you out there eventually. We've got our North Chapter, South Chapter, East Chapter, West Chapter. We've got great leads. We've got Facebook pages for all four chapters. Just jump on. It's free of charge. We don't charge anybody for anything that we do other than this, you know, this event. But this event is a fundraiser for someone else, you know. So other than that, not really. And once again, to get back on, if you want to jump on and you want to come out and have fun with us up there at Easter Seals, get on discgolfscene.com, look up Easter Seals fundraiser. Click on the tab. It'll tell you where to go. Sign up for novice or advanced. If you're a good player, play in advance. If you're just starting out, play in novice. But come on out and have some fun with us.
And when you guys, if you're on Disc Golf Scene and you don't know what to do, just discgolfscene.com. Up on the top, there'll be a tab, tournaments. When you get to tournaments, off on the left-hand side, you'll see a list of all these countries. You'll see a list of the states. Click Colorado. And really all you got to do is scroll down until you find September 4th. And there you'll see it. It'll be right there. Then you click on that link and it takes you right through. So remember, tournaments, state, Colorado, date September 4th, and you'll be able to find the event. Brent, I just want to tell you, I have had a chance to see, we've talked on the show before. I've seen what Changebreakers are doing. I've seen the Easter Seals tournament, what you're scoring with there. I just want to commend you and the guys that you work with. You guys are what's right about disc golf. We have a lot of right things going on now, which feels good. We got a lot of people going the right directions. But it's nice to see somebody with tons of experience and tons of background just keeping your time going. Just keep going. Keep the heart on, brother, because, you know, it's always going to be a challenge. And yet we just face those challenges and we move forward because we understand the potential. There is such power in disc golf. I have interviewed people who have had life-changing experiences from losing weight, meeting new friends, new appreciation for the outdoors, where disc golf could be just like therapy. It could be something that gets into your life, and it can really help you along the way. And we love it so much, we just want to share it. But I want to thank you for being a vital part of what makes it good and the fact that you just won't stop sharing it. And that just makes it more fun for all of us.
Well, you know, thank you for that, David. But I'll tell you what, it's not about me. It's about all of us. And I can't do anything without all of you. So I just want to make sure that I spread that love out and say thank you to all of you for everything that you all do as well.
So, folks, you heard for Brent Marshall, Changebreakers. It is the Easter Seals Tournament in Empire, Colorado, on the Easter Seals Camp property, a beautiful, gorgeous layout, 27 baskets. You're going to throw some plastic. You're going to get yourself entered in for some cool gifts. But at the end of the day, it all filters down to one thing, having a heart to help somebody in need. And, man, it doesn't get any better than that. So we just appreciate all of you listening. You know where to find it. Changebreakers on Facebook. Each chapter's got its own Facebook page. Disc Golf Scene. Again, tournaments, state of Colorado. Look for September 4th. And let's get some folks signed up. If you can't make it, remember what Brett said. Go to the page. Find the PayPal. Hey, man, just make a donation. It doesn't matter what it is. Get something on there. Every little bit helps. Every little bit goes towards the cause. Brett, thank you again so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David, for having me, and you have a great one, brother.
Right on. We'll be seeing each other out there pretty soon. Everyone, this is David Fournier from the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast. Easter Seals Tournament, Changebreaker, September 4th in Empire, Colorado. If you got a chance to be there, please do. Once again, thank you for joining us either live or on archive. You guys have a wonderful evening.